The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
New research has found that more than 500 bird species, including the puffin and the European turtle dove, such prominent birds, could actually vanish within the next century, which means we have a call for urgent action. And amongst those making it is Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland. Niall, good evening to you.
Good evening, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm surprised at the turtle dove. I mean, they're quite common, but they might not be.
Well, that's it. And it's a bird that in an Irish context isn't terribly common. They do turn up here in very small numbers each year on migration. They kind of overshoot places like northern France. And in southern Britain, it'd be a much better known bird. People, of course, know it from the song, the 12 Days of Christmas, where it's one of the gifts. But it's a species that's been widespread across Europe and very much associated in culture with love and fidelity and so on. And it's a species that is declining drastically. It's a migrant bird, unlike most of the members of the pigeon or dove family that you find in Europe. And that may be part of the reason for it. It's certainly being affected by things like climate change and migration. But the biggest killer of it and biggest reason for the reduction, as with so many of the birds, unfortunately, it's habitat loss. The habitat that it requires no longer occurs in the numbers and the quantity that it once did, and that's put paid to them in so many areas. Then when you couple that with the pressures of climate change, things like unregulated hunting of the species in the Mediterranean, which kills thousands of them each year, it all adds up to a pretty grim picture for the species, sadly.
And the other side of the puffin, they tend not to come near humanity as a rule, happily ensconced on islands like Skellig Vaikel. How are they suffering the same fate?
Well, it's a similar pattern, but for different reasons. So there's many things hitting them as well. Climate change seems to be playing a major role when it comes to puffins and many of our other seabirds. It's shocking to think that it's actually red-listed now in Ireland. Birdwatch Ireland and our colleagues in RSPB Northern Ireland, we do a joint assessment called the Birds of Conservation Concern in Ireland list. And it's shocking that puffin is now on that red list, which means it's of the gravest concern. What's happening? Well, there's a few things, but one of the things is that puffins nest traditionally in areas like Skellig Vaikel, as you just said, and many other places around the Irish coast, but also places like Scotland, in Norway, Iceland, many areas like that. And we're seeing almost complete collapses of some of those more northerly colonies. One of the reasons being that puffins must come to land in order to nest. They dig burrows, that like rabbits do, and they nest in there. And then they fly out to sea to catch fish. So they catch little sand eels and sprats. I'm sure people have seen the photographs of them with the multiple little, a bunch of little fish in their beaks. And they come back to their chicks with those. So they'll fly out to sea. They'll get as many as they can, then they'll fly back in. What's been happening is that as climate change is affecting the temperatures of the Atlantic, it's getting warmer, and that pushes the plankton further north because plankton likes colder water because it's got more oxygen in it. And so what happens is then the small fish that feed on that plankton go further north to chase it, and that means that the puffins then have to go further and further each time in order to find enough food for their chicks. Which means that they may be away longer. Each fishing trip takes a longer time, and it gets to a point where it's not sustainable for them to come back to feed their chicks. So we're having a situation where, although the adult puffins may be doing well, the youngsters are starving in the burrows. And this has become particularly stark in places like Iceland and Norway, where there's, in some colonies, where there's maybe over a million birds, virtually no youngsters are surviving. The situation isn't as stark as that in Ireland. Luckily, they're doing a bit better here, but we can't be complacent about that because that will change quite quickly. Then when you couple that with things like plastic pollution in the marine environment, so many of these birds are swallowing plastic particles. It's filling up their stomachs, blocking their intestines and slowly causing them to starve to death. Couple that with overfishing as well, especially for species like sprat, which are being fished at unsustainable levels now in European waters, not for human consumption, but for use in fish farms or for rotting down as fertilizer or for creating into a meal that's fed to cattle, which is perverse. That is having a big impact on the species. And obviously, I'm not saying that that's the case of all those are applying here in Ireland, but we're looking at the species as a whole, as the survey says. Yet within a century, it's predicted the puffin could go extinct.
So the human impact is significant, but we have seen successes as well. I think of the buzzard. Would have very rarely seen a buzzard in this part of the world up until about 5 or 6 years ago. And now they're quite plentiful. And that's because there was a bit of an effort made to restore the habitat for them. So can humanity do something even at this late hour to try and reduce the damage?
I think that's a very important point. I think we shouldn't be pessimistic or fatalistic about this. Yes, you're right. We can reverse this. It just takes action, identifying the problems. And in the case of the buzzards, this massive bird of prey that people are seeing more and more in Irish skies and on lampposts and so on. And we know that the main reason for their decline, in addition to habitat, it was persecution by people. It was people shooting them and poisoning them for no good reason. People had a fear of them. They thought they were dangerous. They thought they might affect livestock. We know that that's not the case at all. They're a great benefit to have around farmland, actually, because they hunt rats and rabbits and young crows, their favourite food. And as that message has got through, that species has slowly but surely been able to recolonise and restore itself back to its former habitats. And luckily it was able to do that without direct human intervention. We've also seen very successful projects now to reintroduce species like the red kite and the white-tailed eagle to Ireland. The osprey and the golden eagle is another one that's been reintroduced as well. And that's because once you tackle, you know what the cause of the decline is. If you can tackle that and reverse it, then the time is right for the species to come back. It's a bit trickier when you're dealing with massive changes in the industrialization of agriculture, or all sorts of toxic runoff into our rivers and lakes, or plastic pollution, or climate change. That's a tougher nut to crack, but we shouldn't be pessimistic about it. We can make a difference.
Well, we'll try to do our own little individual bit as well as best we can. Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland, thanks so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.